We are on Daf Samech Ches Amud Aleph. This is the first line when the line starts getting wide. Meisvei Gonav Ubo Acher VeGonvoi. Reuven stole something, and Shimon stole it from Reuven. Horishain Mishalem Tashlume Kefil. So the first Ganef pays Kefil. Vashaini Einay Mishalem Elo Keren Bilvat. Vashaini only pays Keren. Now, the Gemara will bring a raya from this din, one of the two. Either that Yish is not koine, so therefore the second ganef does not pay the first ganef kefil, the way Rav had said, if a ganef steals from a ganef after Yish, that the second ganef pays the first ganef kefil, because the first ganef was koine be Yish, so it's his already. So as we'll see as the sugya progresses, that this halacha can be explained in two eifanim. Either it's speaking about that even though there was yish by the first ganef, but yish is not koine, so that's why the second ganef does not pay kefil to the first ganef, because he wasn't koine. Or it's speaking about there was no Yish, so if there's no Yish, so Memela, the first Ganev wasn't Kainet, so Memela, you don't pay, the second Ganev does not pay Kefil to the first Ganev. But there's a tremendous problem. It says over here, Vasheni Eini Mishalem Ella Keren Bilvat, the Sheni pays Keren. Who does the Sheni pay Keren to? So let us see Rashi. V'Sheni Eini Mishalem Ela Keren L'Ganev Rishen. The Sheni pays Keren to the Ganev Rishen. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, as what reason should the Sheni pay Keren to the Ganev Rishen? It doesn't belong to the Ganev Rishen. It's talking about before Yish, or Yish is not koine, so for what reason should the Sheni pay Keren to the Ganav Rishon? That is a big problem. There's a Tosfos further, Daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph, that seems to explain this halacha. Why is it that the Ganav Sheni pays Keren to the Ganav Rishon? So Tosfos says as follows, Shekol Odom Oser Laharzik Bo, no one is permitted to take it. And Tosfos says, Amir de Kechidish, Tosfos says, Afilu, the Bailam was Miyayish later, that means, Tosfos is speaking about, let's say that Reuven gamved something, and now that what Reuven gamved is Bershus Aram. It's not Bershus Yishel Reuven. So Tosfos says, now Shimon wants to take it for himself. It's after Yish. The Bailam was Miyayish later. So Tosfos says, Shekol Odom Oso Laharzik Bo, Mibnei Shehitzricho Legazlan Lipota. The Gazlan needs it, Lipota. Sherei Mechuyiv L'Shalim L'Nigzel. The Gazlan is Mechuyiv to give this back to the Nigzel. So no one is permitted to take it. And then Tosfos says, Vim Kvar Zoche Bo Acher. If someone was Zoich in it after Yish, L'Chol Apoches, Chayiv L'Shalim Domim L'Gazlan. So this person who was Zoyche after Yish has to pay the gazlan the dmei agzela. Kid omar leel, and Taisus brings our gemara afilu leman da omar yush loikoni, and the gazlan wasn't koine, the ganav wasn't koine, chayv ganav sheni leshalim keren leganav rish. So we have here a moiridike difficult halacha to understand. Again, Reuven gambit something, and the Bailam were not miyayish, or yish is not koine, and Shimon stole it from Reuven. So Shimon is mechuyev to pay Reuven the keren. So Kan Shoyla Ben, why do you pay Reuven the keren? Is that Reuven's? Never was Reuven's. So why should Shimon pay Reuven the keren, the gun of the keren? But Tosfos brings the raya from our Gemara that you pay the gun of the keren. So the Shita Mekabetzer says, Shuhu mazik es hagazlut, shayocha loyma lenigzel harei shalof lefonech. That means, if the Shimon had not stolen from Reuven, so Reuven is chayiv kefil. Kefil is keren plus kefil. So if Shimon would have not stolen it from Reuven, so Reuven would be able to pay back the keren with the davar hanignav. Now that he stole it, so he was mazik Reuven. Now Reuven has to take out money from his own pocket to pay for the keren because Shimon stole the chayfetz. See, he's a mazik. The Imre Moshe wants to be mitzadet to say it's garmi, because it's not a poshet amazik. It doesn't belong to him. The chayfetz that Shimon stole from Reuven does not belong to Reuven. So this is not a poshet amazik. I wasn't mazik your thing. It belongs to the nignav, not to you. But you have to pay you, l'cheiret sagar mi. That's how the Imre Moshe wants to be mitzadet to say. So he's mechuyev to pay if it's not ben or if he was koined. So Shimon is mechuyev to pay Reuven the keren al sagar mi. Now, Reuven has to lay out his own money to pay the keren. That is, could be pshat in the first two words of Rashi. The Chsiv, Narashi continues, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish. Now we have to understand what's pshat in the next four words. What is Rashi bringing? If we assume that the Chiv to pay to the Ganev is al skarmi, so how does Rashi bring here a posik? It says in posik, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish, V'lei mi beis ha'ganev. What is Rashi saying over here? The Imre Moshe wants to be mitzadet to say, he has a few mahalchim, but let us just say one mahalach. Rashi had another kasha. But speaking about before Yish, or Yish is in Koine, so why doesn't the Ganev Shimon, why doesn't he pay kefil? Why is Nimachuyev to pay to the Nignav? This is the Nignav. Let's say, before Yish. You have over here, Reuven was the Nignav Rishain, Shimon was the Ganev, Shimon stole it from Reuven, and Levi stole it from Shimon. So we're saying that Levi has to pay Shimon the Keren. Because since he stole it from Shimon, so now he was Mazik Shimon, it's Kami. Now Shimon has to go and pay his own money. He doesn't have the Dovah Hagonav to pay with. So Memele, so he pays, Levi pays Shimon the Keren al Gami. So Rashi Rekashe Lechire, Levi should pay Reuven. Levi should pay Reuven. It's Reuven's Chayfetz. All of a sudden we have Rachmonis and the Gan, and
and the Ganev and Shimon, L'chayre, this is Reuven's Chayfetz, so let Levi pay Reuven. Let Levi pay Reuven. That is Akasha. And that Rashi says, D'chsi v'gunav mi beis ha'ish. V'loi mi beis ha'ganev. And if we learn Pshat, that this is Pshat and Rashi, so we have a raya to the Ksoi Sachosh. The Ksoi Sachosh is Machadish, that's V'gunav mi beis ha'ish. V'loi mi beis ha'ganev is a chiddish that even keren you don't have to pay. Not only a meat in kefil, it's a miyat in keren. If something is stolen, Reuven's ach is stolen, mi beis ha'ganev, Levi stole from Shimon Reuven's ha'chefetz, so there's a miyat v'guna mi beis ha'ish, v'loi mi beis ha'ganev, that Levi is supposed to pay a fillu the keren to Reuven. So that is one pshat in this Rashi. That Rashi is in Mishayni, Mishama lekeren, leganav rishin, als kami. I let him pay the keren to the nignav, to see the good of the base ish, when base the ganav. You don't pay, als chiyuve gneve, you don't pay to the nignav, als the felt me base ish. Als chiyuve gami, you pay to the ganav. That is one mahalach. Hadim Remeshe wants to say pshat in this Rashi. So Bekitza, we have a baraisa, and the first halacha was that Gona v'bo'acha v'gonvoy, that Shimon stole it from Reuven, Levi stole it from Shimon, Mishalem, is harishim Mishalem tashlumei kefil, so Shimon pays kefil to Reuven, Vashenin Mishalem ala Keren Bilvad, Levi pays the Keren to Shimon. Case number two. Gonav Umocha. Shimon stole. Ubo Acha, and Shimon stole it. And he sold it to Yehuda. Ubo Acha Vigonvoy. And now, Levi stole from Yehuda. Shimon had sold it to Yehuda, and Levi stole it from Yehuda. So we have here, Shimon had stolen it from Reuven, Shimon sold it to Yehuda, and Levi stole it from Yehuda. Harishim mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. So now Shimon pays arba v'chamisha, because that's the case. Shimon stole from Reuven, he sold it to Yehuda, that's Oymocha, Oymochore. Vashaini, Mishalem Tashlumei Kefil. And Levi will pay Kefil to Yehuda. Levi will pay Kefil to Yehuda. So this didn't we could understand if Yehuda was Kaine, the Chayfetz, with Yish Vishine Rishus. So comes out that so Levi gambled from Yehuda, so he's Mechuyev Kefil to Yehuda. Shimon was Gonav Mochar from Reuven, so he used to pay Dalin Vehei to Reuven. This then we could understand. Case number three, Gonav V'Tovach. Shimon gambled from Reuven, V'Tovach. Ubo Acha V'Gonvoy. And now, Levi came and stole the meat from Shimon. Harishin Mishalim Tashlumei Dalad Vehei. So Shimon pays Dalad Vehei. He's a Gona Betova. Vashaini Eini Mishalim Tashlumei Kefil Ella Keren Bilvad. The Shaini pays the Keren. He pays the Keren. L'chayre, he pays the Keren to Shimon. He pays the Keren. And this is a difficult thing to understand. L'chayre, the Ganav was Kaine B'Shini. and he made tviches as kind of bishinui, he should pay kefil. Levi should pay kefil to Shimon. So the Gemara is going to speak about this on the third. But now the Gemara first wants to delve in the middle din. Ktani miya mitziyosa. Let's go to the middle din. Gonav umocha. The middle din is that Shimon stole from Reuven and he sold it to Yehuda. Ubo achar v'gonvoy, and now Levi stole it from Yehuda. Harishin mishalim tashlumei dalet vei. The Rishin pays dalet vei. Vasheini mishalim tashlumei keifel. And Levi pays Yehuda keifel. So the Gemara says, this mocha, when Shimon sold it to Yehuda, Amos, when did he sell it? Ilema lifne Yish. If Shimon sold it before Yish. So it comes out like this, that Shimon sold a stolen behemoth to Yehuda. It's before Yish, so the stolen behemoth does not belong at all to Yehuda. He sold it to him before Yish. Now, Levi stole it from Yehuda, so Sheini Amai Mishalim Tashlume Kefil. So why should Levi pay Yehuda Kefil? What reason should Levi pay Yehuda Kefil? Doesn't belong to Yehuda. It was sold before Yish. Shini Rishus without Yish is not Koine. So why should Levi pay Yehuda Kefil? Shini Rishus b'lo Yish mikol aman d'yom adekot. Ela pshita la'acha Yish. So we have to say, this middle case is speaking about that Shimon stole it from Reuven. Then Reuven was miyayish. Then Shimon sold it to Yehuda. Now Yehuda was kain already because it's Yish v'shini Rishus. So now the behemoth belongs now to Yehuda. And now Levi stole the behemoth from Yehuda. So Levi owes Yehuda kefil. That's very good. Ela pshita la'acha Yish. It's speaking about la'acha Yish. Bisal kedaitach Yish koine. But if you'll say that Yish is like Rav said, that the ganav is koine b'Yish. So why does it say, Amai Mishalem Tashlumi Dalet Vehei, the day Hudizovin, he sold his own behemoth. The minute the Bailam were Miyayish Reuven, Shimon stole it from Reuven. And the minute Reuven was Miyayish, it belongs to Shimon. So it belongs to Shimon, so now that Shimon sold it to Yehuda, he sold his behemoth to Yehuda. So why does it say that Shimon has to pay Reuven Dalet Vehei Shaloi Mocha? According to Rav, because Rav holds that Yish is Koine. That is one kasha on Rav. He says the middle case is very problematic. How do we understand that Levi pays Yehuda Kefil if it's before Yish? So there's no reason to pay Yehuda Kefil. It doesn't belong to Yehuda. If it's after Yish, there's no reason for the Gan of Arishan to pay Dalet Vehei. He was kinder with Yish. That's the kasha. Visu, kasha number two. Diktoni Reishe, Gonav Ubo Acha V'Gonvoy, Rishan Mishalem Tashlume Kefil. The Rishan pays Kefil. We're speaking about La'acha Yish because that's the only way you can understand that Levi pays Yehuda Kefil. Why does the Sheni pay to the Rishon Keren? Rav said after Yish, the Gan of Sheni pays Kefil to the Gan of Rishon. אלא לאו שמאמי נו יירש לאיקוני בקשה לרב.
So we see from here that יירש is not going, that everything is gewaldic. It's speaking about after יירש, יירש is in koine, so therefore, in the case, in the first case, Shimon stole from Reuven after Yish, it doesn't belong to Reuven, because Yish is not kindness, he only pays Karen to Reuven. And in the second case, it's after Yish, but in the second case, when Shimon sold it to Yehuda, so Shimon was not kindness with Yish, Yehuda was kindness with Yish, Vishinir issues. So therefore, Shimon pays Dalet Vehei, and Levi pays Kefal to Yehuda. Then it's Gevaldik. If you hold Yish is not Koineh, so it's Gevaldik Vekasha L'Rav. Let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi. Gonav Umocha, Kanye Loikeach B'Shini Rishus. Hilkach, Shani Mishalim Kefal Uli Kayas. That's very, very good. Why Levi pays Yehuda Kefal? Vishani Aine Mishalim Elokerim. The last thing, it said Gona Vetovach. And later, and then the Shani stole it from the Gana Verishan. So he pays Kerem to the Gana Verishan. So why doesn't he pay Kefal? Amos Mocha. Now the Gemara wants to be Mevara. When did Shimon the Ganev sell it to Yehuda? Ilay Malifne Yiyush. So then it never belonged to Yehuda. Asheni amai mishalom kefal. So it never belonged to Yehuda, so why does Levi pay kefal to Yehuda? Elo pshita la'achayish. So speaking about la'achayish, diketarti biyad lekeach. So the lekeach had yish v'shini rishus. Visal kedaito. So the Gemara asked, if yish is koine, so why is Shimon Chayev Dalet Vehei Shalei Teve Shalei Umoich? The Ikasha Sarashi says Faket could be Yish is Koine, and I still don't have a problem. Pikasha Yochel Eterutze Kigoyim Senish Yashu Bailem Laacha Mechiras Gana. It's speaking about that the Bailim were Miyayish La'acha Mechiras Ganav. The Bailim were Miyayish by Yehuda. And if you hold like Rav that Yush is Koina by the Ganav, so who Adin will be Koina by Yehuda? The Koina Lekeyach. Ubiyad Ganav Lehoya Yush. So I could say, according to Rav, I don't have any problem. Yeah, Rav holds that Yish is Koine, so it could very well be that the Bailam was Miyayish Beshus HaLekeich. So the Lekeich is Koine be Yish. And that's why if Levi stole from Yehuda, he pays Kefal. And Shimon is Chayv Dalvei, because Bishas, when he sold it to him, he was before Yish. The Yish was Biyad HaLekeich. Biyad Ganav Lehoye Yish look nice. So Rashi says it's a very good teretz. Ochi mishani le'lekamo. And now the Gemara asks on the first bavel. Mechdei lachi yish kamino. If it says you pay, Levi pays kefal to Yehuda in the second case, so it has to be speaking lachi yish. Takocha chochi muk mislo mishum mitziyosa. So b'zoi, so why in the first case, When Levi steals from Shimon, why does Levi only pay Karen to Shimon? Why doesn't he pay Kefal to Shimon? Ela kula lifna yush. So let us see further.
it on the next Gemara. So now we had a problem. And Rav is Shver, Piyodi, the Zuchayra from the second case is Ich, is speaking about after Yirish, and we see that Yirish Leikoni. Omar Rav. So Rav said, so you have a problem with Rav. V'tizbere, let me ask you a kasha, ometaretzti, that means besides Rav, everything is good, the Barais is good, only Rav is the problem. Ela diktoni sefer, let's see the sefer, dona v'tovach, u'bo'acha u'donvoi, the sefer speaking about, dona v'tovach, and now, Shimon was teveyach, and now Levi stole the geshochten of Behema from Shimon, Abacha Gomboy. Rishim Mishalom Tashlumi Abova Chamisha, that's very good, that's Gona V'tovach. V'sheini Eini Mishalom Ella Keren. V'sheini only pays Keren to the Levi, pays the Keren, how much the meat is worth, that's how much he pays to Shimon. Umi ikalamanda omashini maisa leikoni? Is there someone that holds shini maisa leikoni? Why doesn't he pay kefil? Why doesn't Levi pay kefil to Shimon in the last case? Shimon shechted it. Shimon was koine b'shini maisa. Levi stole of him, so he stole meat from him, so he should pay kefil. He stole meat that belonged to him. So you see, there's a mistake in the Baraisa. The Baraisa, the last Bava doesn't, that it says you pay, that the Gan of Shani pays Karen, that doesn't belong in the last Baraisa, because the last Baraisa is Zicha pay Kefil. So we hear there are two problems. Here there are a problem. Here we all have a problem on the last Bava. Why the Gan of Shani pays Keren to the Gan of Rishon? Gan of Tovach, so the Gan of Shani pays Keren to the Gan of Rishon, should pay Kefil. That's one problem. And then we had a problem on Rav, on the middle Bava. The middle Bava says that the Gan of Shani pays Kefil to the Leikeach. So it's the Kash, if it's after years. So then the Gan of Rishon should be part of an Dal Pei. If it's before Yeush, so then why do you pay Kefil to the Lekeach? So Memele, we have here under the middle Bova, we have a problem why the Gan of Shani pays Kefil. And the last Bova, we have a problem why the Gan of Shani pays Keren. We have here two problems. So if I count, so it's a mistake. And we change the psakim on these two cases. Ela lo'olam, this was Rava's anayfa. Ela lo'olam kula lifnei yish, it's speaking about before yish. Ve'epach sefer l'mitziyosa mitziyosa l'sefer, it's speaking about before yish. And then everything clapped. Ve'emach, let's go to the mitziyosa. Gonav umochal, uboacha v'gonvoy. Arishim mishalim tashumi abo v'chamisha. Vasheini eini mishalim elakere. The ganav sheini who stole it from Yehuda pays the kere. Dishini rishus b'lo yiyush loikoni. Shini Rishus B'lo Yiyush is not Koine. So that's why the Gan of Shani, there was no Yiyush. That is why if there was no Yiyush, that is why the Gan of Rishon is Chayim Dalet Vei, because there was no Yiyush. And that is why the Gan of Shani will not pay Yehuda Kefil, because it doesn't belong to Yehuda. It was before Yiyush. The Shini Rishus B'lo Yiyush Loikon. We'll come back to this then. Now, in the last Bove, Gona V'tovach, Shimon stole it. Shimon made Tviche. Uba'acha V'gonvoy. And now Levi stole the Geshochten and the Behime from Shimon. Rishin Mishalem Teshlumi Abo V'chamisha. Vasheni mishalem tashlume kefel v'kanye bishini mais. That's how Rove took care of the problem. Let us see Rashi. Ela kula lifna yush, speaking about before yush, mishimoche reishi sheni pota mikefel. The Bailam wasn't miyayish. So the first case that's speaking about that Levi stole from Shimon, he only pays Karen to Shimon, because it doesn't belong to Shimon. It wasn't any use. The Apech Seifel and Mitziyosa, Vitoni v'Mitziyosa, Sheini Eini Mishalem Ela Karen, the Sheini only pays Karen. The Leikanye Leikeach Bishini Rishus Bela Yush, because the Lekeach wasn't Koine. Yeah. This is Rava's Ateres. Now, let's go back to the middle case and try to understand what's pshat in the middle case. Rava says the middle case is speaking about as follows. Shimon stole from Reuven a behemoth. Reuven was never miyayish. Fine. There's no yish over here. Now, Shimon goes and sells the behemoth to Yehuda. So Shimon is chayv dalet vay. After then, yidna ish shevese mechore. He sold the behemoth to Yehuda. He's chayv dalet vay. No yish. He's chayv dalet vay. Now, Levi came and stole it from Yehuda. So it doesn't say he pays kefil, because it doesn't belong to Yehuda. Fine. But what does it say? He pays keren. Now, to who does he pay the keren to? Who does he pay the keren to? And why does he pay keren? If he pays keren to Yehuda, how does Yehuda get the keren over here? Yehuda bought stolen goods. Yehuda bought a gegamba to behima from Shimon. It doesn't belong to Yehuda because he got it before Yehuda. There was no Yehuda over here. So it doesn't belong to Yehuda. Levi stole it from Yehuda. So it says Levi pays keren. Who does he pay the keren to? And from the Rehitis Lashon of Rashi, it would seem, V'toni b'mitziyoso sheini ein mishalim elo keren, the sheini only pays keren, the loikonye leikeyach b'shini rishus b'loyish, he wasn't koine to pay kefil, but the Rehitis Lashon of Rashi would seem you pay keren to the leikeyach. So Kan Shayla Ben, why do you pay Karen to the Lekeach? And this a mashmois from the Rambam also, you pay Karen to the Lekeach. Why do you pay Karen to the Lekeach? So I'd like to mention a Shtikl Mahalach, according to certain Rishonim. The Machna Frayim brings down a Machloikis. The Rosh and the Rambam and Tosfos and the Ritva. The Machlokes is as follows. Let's speak about, before we come to this Ganev, this lady who stole from Yehuda, let's focus on another Inyan. Shimon sold Yehuda a stolen behemoth, and Yehuda gave him money. Right, gave him money. Now, Shimon finds out, Yehuda finds out it's a stolen behemoth. So he comes, he approaches Shimon. Listen, stolen behemoth, give me back the money. You sold me a stolen, this behemoth doesn't belong to me. Give me back my money. Zog them Shimon, fine, you're right. Give me back the behemoth. Give me back the behemoth. You'll give me back the behemoth, I'll give you the money. You're right. I mean, I need this behemoth. I want to pay back. I want to do tshuva, huh? I want to be misakin everything. I want to pay back Reuven. I want to pay you back. Give me back the behemoth. Right? If he gives him back the behemoth, so the story has a very happy ending. So then Shimon gives Yehuda back his money. Shimon gives the behemoth back to Reuven, and he pays kefil. Shalom al Yisrael. Give Valdek. He pays Valdek, not kefil, because he... Yeah, okay. That's a story with a happy ending. But Leida, this story doesn't have such a happy ending, because Levi came into the story. He stole it from Yehuda. He stole the behemoth from Yehuda. Right? Now, again, so now let's go back to the same scenario. Shimon said, I'm doing tshuva, everything good. Give me back the behemoth. I'll give you the money. So Yehuda, I don't have the behemoth. It was stolen from me. So what happens now? But listen, I gave you money. I gave you money, and Lamaise, you have no right to hold my money. Give me back my money. Brengt de machna freiem, amachloikes arishoinim, is Yehuda a shaymer sochal or a shaymer chinam an de behemah? The Rambam in the Rosh learned Yehuda is a shaymer sochal. He's a shaymer sochal. So in order to, so Yud is a shaymer socha on the money. Let's not go into the Oymek Advar. He's a shaymer socha. So Memele. So Shimon comes to Yehuda. Shimon comes to Yehuda and he tells Yehuda, Yehuda wants back his money from Shimon. He's like, Shimon, give me back the behemoth. The behemoth stole it. So let's, you have a din shaymer socha on the behemoth. You pay for the behemoth. So I will cancel out. You owe me money from the behemoth. I owe you money for the money you gave me. A ledict. Finished. Forget about it. But don't moan for me. You first pay me back and thus. So now we go over to this lady. Lady Dushegitz, Mr. Biss. You know what you did now? Because of you, Yehuda lost his money like this. If it wouldn't be for you, the story would have had a happy ending. Yehuda would have given back the behemoth. Yehuda would have gotten back his money. And because of you, since you stole it, and Yehuda is a shamer socho, so he can't get back his money. So you were, through your gneve, you were goyrim, that Yehuda lost his money. So you have to pay him al skami. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. If we learn, like Taisvus in the Ritva, that he's a Shemar Chinam, so then it doesn't work, this whole Cheshbon. He's a Shemar Chinam, so then Levi was not Mafsid Yehuda whatsoever. So let's again relive the same scenario. Yehuda comes over to Shimon, give me back my money. And he says, well, give me back the behemoth. So he says, the behemoth was stolen. I'm a shame chinam. I'm sorry. You give me back the money. He's mechuyev to give him back the money. So if we learn like Tosfos and the Ritva, we have to learn another pshat in the Gemara, but al kaponim, perhaps one pshat is sufficient. Rav Papa Omar. Rav Papa said, Lo ilam loy teipach. Nah, you don't have to make a mapech over here to say that in the mitziyosa he pays keren, and in the seifa he pays keifel. Seifa beishamay. The omri shini bim kaimoy. The whole Yehera is a problem. Dona v'tovach. And now the Shimon was gone from Reuven, the Tova, and now Levi steals from Shimon, so it says you pay Keren to Shimon. So yes, the Kasha should pay Kefil to Shimon because She paid kaifel to Shimon because Shimon was kind of b'shinoi, no problem. Beishanehi da omri shinoi b'mkoyim ayoymet. Shini is kind. Ihochi, fine. So that's good. So the seifa is not problematic at all. Ihochi kasha reisha mitziyosa. Okay, so if you're not making a mapecha, so then we're back where we started from. In the Mitziyosa, it says that Levi pays kefil to Yehuda. And that could only be after Yish. And so after Yish, so why does Shimon pay the old vehei? He's going to be Yish. Yochi kashereishi Mitziyosa l'rav. Omar avzvit lo'ilam kula lifne Yish. It's speaking about before Yish. That he never was miyayish by the ganav. There never was yish by the ganav. Don't say that Yehuda was kind of yish v'shini reshus. Afilo b'yish luchudei nami koni gabi ganet. The ganet would also would have been kind if to be yish by him. The kasha is, now Nadim was asking a kasha. If you'll say that yish is kine, and that is why Yehuda was kine, because it was yish by him. So why doesn't it say in the first case that it was used by the ganav and Levi will pay Shimon kefil? Just like you're saying that the reason Levi pays Yehuda kefil is because of Yush. So let's say in the first case that Levi should pay Shimon kefil because of Yush. So the Gemara says, "V'loy teima, don't say Mishabdini Yish v'shini reshus," and that is why Levi pays Yehuda. Afilu b'Yiddish l'chudei nami koni gami ganav. And the Tana could have said that the Levi pays Shimon kefil if there was Yish by the ganav. Le'meshkachas mishalmi tavai ganav rishim ganav sheni ela b'hochi. But the Beraisa wanted to tell us a case that both Ganovim pay the maximum amount, that Shimon pays Dalet Vehei and Levi pays Kefil. So therefore, the only way this is possible is only if there was no Yish by the Ganov. There's no Yish by the Ganov. That's why in the Reish it says that Levi pays Shimon Keren and not Kefil. Let us see. Rash, Yehochi da'ach Yish mukmes lo kasher reishim mitziyos al rav. Omer rav zvid kula livna Yish. Everything is speaking about without Yish. Vabuchi nami loy tovcho. Don't think I'm a happer. V'seifa kedekimne kebei shamay. The seifa is somehow not a problem. The seifa is going according to bei shamay. U'mitziyos diktoni sheini mishalim keifel. So why does the Sheni pay kefil to Yehuda? Kegonshin is Yeshua Baalim la'acha mechira. There was Yish after mechira. Lein is Yeshua begad gana. Lo'achi rishim mishalom dal vei. La'vi Yish kavei deliknai. There was no Yish by the ganav. She wasn't kainet. Bereishin ami. And since there was no Yish by the ganav, reishin ami l'pikach Sheni potami kefil. That's why the Sheni doesn't have to pay kefil to the Ganav Rishon, because there's no Yish by the Ganav Rishon. V'loy teima hode noked masnisen chiyuvet the Sheni gabi lekeyach. V'loy noked olechiv the Sheni gabi Rishon. If you're telling me that Yish is koine, and that is why the Levi pays kefil to Yehuda, so why doesn't it say in the Reish the Levi pays kefil to Shimon because Yish is kaine? Inokel olchiv the sheni gabi rishin v'tuk manami v'lacha Yish kidem eshani b'lekeich. So lechayre is ois kishpal that you're wrong. It's Eisgespart. If the Tani could only make a Chiyuv Tashlum Hekefel to Yehuda and not to Shimon, so it seems because Yish itself is not Koine. And you need Yish Vashini Rishus. So it's not the way Rav Zvi said. So he said, the Tumah said, that's wrong. Ela B'Yish L'chud Inami Koine Kerab. No, Yish is Koine Lekab. V'im Gomba Merishen L'Acha Yish M'Shalom Lekefel. So why did the Tana Bidavke speak out a case that there was no Yish by the Ganav, Mishim Le Meshkachas, or the Mishalmi Talvayu, Hai Tashlumi Dalut Vahei, Vahai Kepo, we should have such a case that if two Ganavim and both are paying the maximum payment on their Gneve, Elabahochi. The other Yush Biyad Ganev, the Michaev Ganev, and Michosi Dalun Vehei, the Kivin, the Mitzios, the Leisagilo, Elolif Neyush, and in Amilareish, with Neyush, a Potre Mikaifo. So this is the Peretz of Rav Zvi. Not to see the Taptoisvis, Ihoche Koshe Mitzios, the Rav. So the Gemara says, so if the safe is good, so the mitzios is shver letra. The tois is the ein lahopcha, you can't make a grais in the mitzios, even the barais la muchacha midi shetzech letar to lahapcha. If the safe didn't make sense, and the reish have a problem, I'll say, we'll make a benahapachu, and everything will be good. But if everything is good, and only the mitzios is shver on rav, then they won't make a grais. So therefore the Gemara, Rabbi Zvid said, it's speaking about it was used by the Likaya. Zok to Gemara weiter. Itma hamoicha lifnei yush. Now we're going to speak about the chiyuv mechire of a ganev lifnei yush. He sold the lifnei yush. So between you and me, what happened? Theoretically, nothing happened. He sold it, the Shimon stole it from Reuven, sold it to Yehuda. He sold it. So what happened? It's nothing. The mechir is machal. He didn't accomplish anything. Rav Nachman Omar Chayiv. Rav Nachman said, Yechayiv Dalet Vahey. Rav Sheshes Omar Potter. Rav Sheshes says he's Potter from Dalet Vahey. What the machloik? Rav Nachman Omar Chayiv. There's a knas if you sold it. He sold it. Either mechira isn't chal. The Torah didn't say that the mechira has to be chal to pay dalad vei. The Torah said if you sold it, you chayim dalad vei. He sold it. Shimon sold it to Yehuda. It's before Yiyush. So what? A mechori yom rachmona for zovit. Loishna lifnei yush, loishna la'acha yush. So Rav Nachman holds that the chiyuv of dalad la'acha yush, the mechira was chal, or gevaldik. But if the lekaidim yush, you also chayiv dalad vei, even though your mechira theoretically did not accomplish anything, nilkis metke chememke, but you chayiv. Rav Sheshes Omar Potter, chiyuvei la'acha yush. Rav Sheshes says the whole chiyuv is only after Yish, because there he accomplished something with the mechira. Avolif na Yish, but before Yish, the lo yahani ma'is didn't accomplish anything. Lo mechay. How do you know you have to accomplish something? Who says you have to accomplish with the mechira? Dum yedet vichebina dahani ma'isa. So poshe pshat is. It says, "Beitomach emocha." By tzviche, when he shechted it, he accomplished something. It's not any more than ignams. It's his. He's kind of bishini maise. So the tzviche is a gemar hoitzo mershus anignam. Till the tzviche, it was the nignams. After the tzviche, it's the ganevs. Not any more than ignams. So the chiyuv of tzviche is a chiyuv of being goymer the hoitzor mershus anignav. Now it's no more nignav. And it says, "Eitovach haimocha." So Memela, the Mechira also has to be a Gemar of the Yitzor Mershus HaNigmar. It has to be after years. So he took it out of the Mershus of the Nigmar. It's no more the Nigmar, so it belongs to the Lekeya. But if it's before years, so it's not Dumi the Tviche. So you're not Chayim. If he didn't accomplish anything, just he made a ceremony of Mechira which wasn't Chal, so Rav Sheshes holds for that, you're not Mechuyiv to pay Halavay. Zivei HaMachloikis. Let us see Rashi. Chiyuv la'ach yish hu dahani maisov mishekone lekeach. When the lekeach was koine, when the lekeach was koine, so memele, so he accomplished something. So he was mighty at Moshus Abayla. So Rashi utlosa amiroinim. Now Rashi makes a sikum, a summary. Rav sova yish kain. Rav holds yish is kain. Hilkach loy mechayiv ela belifne yish. According to Rav, you're only chayiv only before yish. The le'acha yish shalei teveyach u'moichas, he won't be chayiv. V'rav Nachman v'rav Sheshes over yish kreid loikot. Rav Nachman v'rav Sheshes both hold yish kreid loikot. So therefore yizich mechuyiv after yish. And mishimachi l'acha yish mechayiv. U'miyu ba'pligi ayu chayiv before yish also. V'rav Nachman loiboy yahani maisa hilkach apilu Lifne Yush Nami Chayev. Rav Sheshes boy Mechira Gemure and you need a honey mice. So we have here. So Mitzad Echad, Rav Nachman is like Rav that is a Chayev Dal Vehei Lifne Yush. But Rav Nachman holds like Rav Sheshes that is also a Chayev La'acha Yush. Omar Rav Sheshes, Meno Amina Los, Rav Sheshes, how do I know that is a Chiyuv of Mechire only when the Mechire was Chal? The son Yom Rabbi Kivu Neyma, Omra Tere Tova Chamoch Misham Dal Vahey Mimnesh Nishtar Shbechet. So the Gemara understood Nishtar Shbechet means that Rashi also Shroshim. Mashme Dahanu Maisov, that means he was Goyme Dechet. Kozman, he didn't sell it, it still belonged to the Nignavs. When he sold it, it's Ois Nignavs, it belongs, it's out of the Nignavs, which is completely. So he made Shoroshim to the head. It will never return to the Nignavs. So we see, you need a Hani Maiso. Elolav Lachayish. So Rove said, no, you know what Nishtarish Bechet means? Not that the Gneve came completely out of the Rishus of the Nignav. No, this Ganev is Mushrish Bechet. He's doing one Chet after the other. First he stole the Behemoth, now he wants to have, he sells it to have money to derive the Dmeya Behemoth. He's Nishtarish Bechet. That's why he's doing Kisei Dechatoim, Ishana Bechet. That means he's Nishtarish Bechet. Tosh Matvochim Mechorai, Matvich Hashem Echezeres, Abmechir Hashem Echezeres. So the Gemara understood Echezeres means that it doesn't go back to the Nignav. Hey, Masilaim Lefnei Yush, Amayin Echezeres, Elo La'ach Yush, Shema Minoch Yuv, La'ach Yishu. So we see that what? Not like Rav Nachman. The Gemara Rav Nachman tat l'shignal l'shloishim yad. Fine. So this Gemara we had before already. Now we'll go further anu raya. Ba'af Rav Elazar sova chiyuvei la'acha yush. Rav Elazar also holds that the chiyuv is la'acha yush. The chiyuv is only la'acha yush. The Omar Rav Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Teda, Shestam Gneve Yish Bailamu, Moyodikazach.
Es Rabbi Lozo wants to bring a raya from a posit in Chumash that stam gnei v'yirish bailo. There's a machlokes, we hear a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbono. Es Rabbi Lozo brings a raya stam gnei v'yirish bailo. Why? Shrei omro toira tovach umocha mishalim tashlumi abo v'chamish. You learn Chumash. The posit says, you sell, the ganav sells it, you pay dalad vehei. V'dil meloy yayish. Maybe the nigna wasn't miyayish. And if the nigna wasn't miyayish, Rabbi Lozo holds you not chayim in dalad vehei. So how could the Torah say a blank statement? The tova chumocha, you pay dalad vehei. Maybe it wasn't miyayish. Elo lav mishum damrin in stam gneva yish bailen. Zaraya stam gneva is yish bailen. So al kochoch, I assume that the nigba was miyayish. The nigba was miyayish. So memele. So that's why he's chayiv on mocha. Frag the Gemara, who told you that the, in order to be chayiv on mocha, you need the yish of the nigna. V'du ma'af agav the lo yayish. Maybe the yichayev by mechira. If he wasn't miyayish, like Rav Nachman holds, omri leisal kedai. No, you can't say that yichayev without yish. Dum yedetviche matviche danu ma'isov af mechira danu ma'isov. V'lifne yish ma'yahanu. So al kochoch, the posek has to be speaking about after yush, because you need a hanu maisa dum yedetviche, and if there wasn't yush, so it's not a hanu maisa. So al kochoch, you see, stam gnei v'yish baila. Frag the gemore v'dilme di shaminei di yayish. Who says that stam gnei v'yirish baila, maybe it's speaking about, we heard the nigna was miyayish. You have a problem. It says that a ganav pays on mechire dalad v'hei. You need a hanumaisav. And so your proof from that, stam gnei v'yirish baila. What's the proof? You need a hanumaisav. And the Pasuk is speaking about that I heard that the Bailam was Miyayish. But to come to such a conclusion, Stam Gnei V'yish Bailam, where do you get to this? V'dilme Shaimino D'yayish, Omri Loisal Kedaitach, Dom Yedetviche, Matviche La'alta Aft Mechire La'alta. He says, by Tviche is the Ganef Chayiv. The Pasuk says when the Ganev shechts it, the Pasuk says when the Ganev shechts it, so he's chayiv, he's a chayiv and tviche, dalad vei. No, is there a time element over there? He's only chayiv, only certain zmanim? Tviche, he stole it and he shechted it, he's chayiv right away. So mechiri, you also chayiv right away. So kocha, because tam gnev is yish bailam. So you see, so I assume right away that the Bailam was right away Miyayish. Let us see. Rashi. Teida shestam gneve miyad misyashim. Bimochon ganev la'acha miyad kone. Diketarti yish vishini rishus. Umimai. Shrei om rotoire gonev amoche misham daud vehei. How could you say pay dalad vehei? Maybe the Bailam wasn't miyayish. V'lav mechiri. Alav mishum d'stam nevi yish Bailam. Alme midiyal of Rabbi Lozo. Taime mehai. Shma mino kev sheshes sviralei. He holds you need a hanumaisa. V'ishamanele lamor bedi d'lo yiyayish. Potar amoichem midalad vehei. So the Gemara asks, "Taka and Rabbi Loza, v'dulme chay v'rachman v'afagav d'loye yayish, Rabbi Loza poch, v'dulme maho, v'dulme maho yish l'stam gneve." So the Gemara said, "No, it has to be yahana maisa v'dulme d'tzviche." So the Gemara says, "V'dulme d'shamine d'yayish, b'hochi mishto ikro, Aval stam gneve loy teilof mina. So the Gemara says, no, dum ye de tviche. Just like tviche is lauter, so gneve is also lauter. Let us see the first, the top tesis, and then we'll go back to Amud Aleph. Ma tviche lauter af mechire lauter. So either the laws are learned out, just like tviche yechayim right away, he stole it. And he shechted it, he's chayim balvei, so mechire you also over la'alta. So you see, some gnei v'yish bailo. Ve'im taima. V'hamamish la'alta koidim yedias bailo miyevsha liyois dum yedit v'yche. Da'ava la'yush alay medas v'kaim lo'an kabayad lo'y ha'v'yush. The whole case of Gneve, you tell me Stam Gneve Yish Bailam is speaking about because the Nignav came down 5 minutes later. The Ganav is not here anymore. The Ganav is not here anymore. So Memele, how's he going to figure out who the Ganav was? So he's Meyayish. But Al Koponim, the Posik is not speaking about that he sold it Laoto. Because Kozman, the Nignav did not find out about it, so there was no Yish. It's Yish Lemidas, we have a Yish. So if Rabbi Loza is telling me there's a Hekish that Matvich Elalta, of Mechir Elalta, you can't say it's a Mechir Elalta. Because the minute that he stole it, there's no Yish. And if he'll sell it, he won't be Chayim. So what's Pshat Rabbi Loza? You think he's going to shecht it by the Nignav? He's going to shecht the Beimah by the Nignav, and the Beimah is going to start screaming, and he's going to tell the Nignav, go back to sleep. It's just your imagination. He's going to take it away. The Zicher, the Tvicher also, the Zicher, a 15-minute span from the Gneiver to the Tvicher. So Memele, by the same thing, there's a 15-minute span from the Gneva to the Mechira, and 15 minutes, the Nigma finds out about it, that it was stolen. That's that. Now let us see Taisvis on Samaches and Madalf, which is going in our Gemara. Matviche dahanu maiso. Mashme. The Sova Rabbi Loza, the Shini Koine Dahani Maisov, Mashme, what the Taisha Hani Maisov mean? Lafuki Mishus Bailam. That it accomplishes a Gmar Gneve. That means, just like by Tviche, after the Ganav Shechts it is no more than Nignevs, it's completely out of the shoes of the Nignevs. So Mechira also, after the Mechira, it's also out of the shoes of the Nignav. The Kosher, Leperish, Rashbam, Meforish, Peperikam, Ahoda, Marule, Omar Abeloso, Shomin, Leganav, Legazlan, Dahainu, Leinyin, Pchas, Nevele, Dahavi, De Nigzel, Mishum, Deleikoni, Lo, Gazlan, Beshinoi. Now let's just explain for 2 minutes what the Rashbam said. The Rashbam learned Pshat Megamora Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and Baba Kama as follows. The Rashbam said that let's make a scenario. Shimon stole from Reuven a Behemah that's worth $100. Right? This was Sunday. He stole a Behemah that's worth $100. Monday, the behemoth dies, it's worth $50, right? They schlep him to Besden Tuesday. On Tuesday, the Nevela is worth $25 already. So the Rashbam learns Pshat Rabbelozo, Shinui is not Koine. Shinui is not Koine. That means like this, if Shinui would be Koine, so Mamel, as soon as it became a Nevela, the Nevela is your Nevela, belongs to the Ganav, it's your Nevela. So now, that the nevela is worth Wednesday $25 has nothing to do with the nignav. That's your nevela. And you pay me back with your nevela. Give me the nevela, which is worth $25, plus $75. If you hold that Shini is kaina, so you have to owe me $75. Rabbi Loza said Shini is not kaina. So Shini is not kaina. So Memele, when the behemoth died, Monday, it's worth $50. So he says, this is your nevela. Oh, we didn't come to Bezin yet. Okay, we'll wait till Tuesday, no problem. You don't have to refrigerate the nevela. That's not my headache. It's your nevela. So Tuesday, when they come to Bezin, the nevela is now worth $25. And the ganev tells the nignav, well, it's your nevela. Shini is not going there. So your nevela was worth $50. That it's spoiled, that's your problem. You should have taken care of it. It's not my headache. So he gives him another $50. Na guten tog. So Rabbi Loza holds Shinui is not koine. Shinui is not koine. That's what the Rashbam said. And here Rabbi Loza said, became ois nignas. I just want to mention for one more minute before we go further, we have to understand there's a merdike chiddush over here. Mamonavshech, if Rabbi Loza holds Shinui is not koine, so let him say, why do you have to pay him at all? I stole a behemoth that's worth $100. Now, the behemoth died, it's worth $50. Here's the behemoth, Arei Shaloch Lefanecha. Rabbi Loza didn't say this. Rabbi Loza said that you have to pay back, but I'm paying back with the $50 nevela, even though now it's worth $25. That's your headache. It's your behemoth, not paying it back. So if it's your behemoth, say Arei Shaloch Lefanecha. So from this, Rashbam, we see a Meiridike Chiddush, that Rab Chaim says, and there's a Mitzvah on that says this, and a lot of other Yidden say it, that if there's a change in the Chayfetz, you can't say Arei Shaloch Lefanecha, even though Shini is not kind. These are two different things. To patter yourself and to say, take it back, to finish, take this is yours. No, you didn't steal this. It changed. So the Maisa, you can't say Arei Shaloch Lefanecha. There was a Shini. But Shini is not koine. It's yours. So the mail of the Nevela is yours. You should have taken care of the Nevela. But I owe you $100 because I can't say Arei Shaloch Lefanecha. I'm giving you a Nevela that was worth $50 and then I owe you another $50. Even though when I give it to you, the Nevela is only worth $25. The Yeshloima the Davke Bishini Shane Gazlan Oisa be Yadayim Laikoni. Kigoin Shemesa Behema Avoshino Ishaisa Gazlan be Yadayim Kigoin Tviche Moida Rabaloza de Koni. So this says Grace Teire. We had already a Rashi that says this already. There's a difference between a Shini be Yadayim and a Shini de Memela, which needs a big beer, but we won't go into this. That Rabbi Loza in Kinyan Shinoi, you need a Shini B'Yadayim. So Tvicha is Takahani Maiso. Maiso is a Shini de Memele. That is not Kainan. Inami Ahanu Maiso the Tvicha, you're learning different Mapshar is Ahanu Maiso, that it went out of the Rishus of the Nigna. Nah. It's still the issues of the Nigdal. He accomplished something. Before the Bailam had a behemoth that was worth $1,000, now the Bailam has a chunk of meat that's worth $500. But Al Kaponim, his Tzvicha accomplished something that the Bailam does not possess what he had till now, even though Shini is not koine, but before he possessed a behemoth, now he possesses meat.